95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. That was two in a row from Queen on a two for Tuesday. And the dead air in between those two songs brought to you by me. I just wanted to make sure that that last song, the first song of the two, ended properly and that you could hear it all. And then, you know, 30 seconds of dead air. And then the next one came on. That's how I do it. Let's talk about today's show, shall we? We have a story about a kid who stuck a bean up his nose. A nickel up his nose when he was four. And 10 years later, after he had forgotten about it completely, he sneezed it out. So we're going to talk about people who put the stuff up their nose, which are, those are my people. I love those people. Rudy Giuliani and the slap that was heard around the world coming up on today's show. And I was watching Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it has occurred to me that I have a new favorite movie character. And we'll talk about this in the 4 o'clock hour. I have a new favorite character of all time out of all of the movies, and is Darth Vader. He's always been up there, but this last episode was classic. And if you're a Star Wars fan and you haven't watched that series yet, Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus, it is spectacular, so I would advise that. And we also have Give Me Five coming up at 5 o'clock. That is five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is One Hit Wonders. That's the theme today for our Gimme 5 on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Yesterday, late in the show, you probably missed it, we were talking about a kid in India who stuck a nickel up his nose and 10 years later, having forgot about it, sneezed it out. And how surprised was he to see a nickel come out when he sneezed? So I asked the question, has anybody put something up their nose? And I got this call.
Hello. I have something weird I put up my nose.
Yes. What did you put up your nose?
When I was a little kid, I put a bean up my nose for, it seems like a long time because it even started to sprout.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I swear to God.
No, it didn't.
I was little, and I guess I had shoved it up my nose, and my mother, she couldn't figure out what stench I had. Like she just said I smelled really bad, and she would bathe me, she'd put lotions on me, she thought it was my armpits or something, and she even took me to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't figure it out, and eventually
none of them saw a plant in your sinuses.
No, because they hadn't thought to look up there. And one day she seen me scratching at my nose, and she's like, okay, there's something, you know, probably has like something irritating him.
Right.
And she took a little light to it, and she noticed that there was a bean there. And she called the doctor right away, and he said basically that they have to find a way to make me sneeze it out. So they were trying, and finally, I guess I sneezed it out, and it was a legitimate, it was a pinto bean.
Wow.
And it had already started sprouting, it was already starting to sprout out.
Did you stop smelling?
No, honestly, nothing really changed. I mean, I stopped smelling bad.
Oh, well, that's the important part. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
That's a good thing. But no, it never affected my, you know, my nasal or my, you know, anything like that. I can still smell normally.
Why did you put the bean up your nose originally?
I was a kid, you know. I didn't think it would stay stuck up there. And I guess I just forgot about it. And
yeah, that happens.
Went out to play outside. And
listen, when you're a kid, it's your nose or your butthole. Those are your two options. So I think you chose wisely.
Yeah, I definitely did. I'm glad it went that route.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Rudy Giuliani is in the news again. And he has become, at least in my opinion, he has become such a loser. Because just after 9/11, he was like maybe the strongest voice in New York City. And now he's kind of a laughingstock, and he was campaigning for his son, who's running for office. Yay. And a guy in a store walked up behind him, and it wasn't a kind slap on the back, but it was really just a tap more than even a slap. I mean, it was really a lot of nothing. And then the guy cursed him out and had some bad words to say about him. And now Rudy Giuliani is saying that he wants the guy fired and he wants him put in jail. And he's claiming that he's got all kinds of problems from this slap. And even these news anchors can't call it a slap. They call it a tap. Listen to this.
slap or pat on the back heard around Staten Island. That's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani yesterday in a ShopRite being smacked or tapped by a store employee.
Now, this is where Rudy Giuliani starts talking.
Got hit on the back as if a boulder hit me.
As if a boulder hit me. It was barely, you wouldn't have thought anything about it. As if a boulder hit me.
It knocked me forward a step or two.
Didn't.
It didn't knock me down, but it hurt.
Didn't.
Tremendously.
Didn't.
And all of a sudden, I heard someone yell out at me something I can't repeat about what I am. Curse words, dirty curse words.
Prosecutors say those words that came out of 39-year-old Daniel Gill's mouth, "What's up, scumbag?" Investigators are looking at this video as part of the investigation.
Shun, what's up, scumbag? There had to be more than that. I would assume there's more than that. But this is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing. And it's just lasted a long line of embarrassing things for Rudy Giuliani. But he wants to see the guy fired. And he wants to see the guy put in jail, and he'll stop short of nothing. He will make that happen as long as he has breath in his lungs. We were just talking about Rudy Giuliani and the fact that he got almost demolished in a store. Oh, did I hit the wrong button there? Yeah. Almost demolished in a store. And everybody feels so sorry for him because his shoulder hurts so bad. In reality, the slap was really, really sort of nothing. But on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Rudy Giuliani to talk us through it. Hey, Rudy.
You got any Heinekens over there?
Yes, we do.
Any of them?
We do, yeah.
Oh, can you send me a couple? That'd be great.
Okay. I don't think you need any more, to be honest.
Well, no, I got some Diet Pepsi here.
All right. Okay. So the rest of us saw what looked like the lightest tap in the world?
No, that's not right, Sluggo.
Okay.
No, it's just... That's fake news. It hurt tremendously. I thought I was shot.
Well, listen,
when that guy.
But we
hit
all
me
saw
like
the
that.
Video. I mean, he barely touched you.
That's a fake video. First of all, the things they can do now with video. I saw a dog talk on YouTube. So I can't. Don't believe your eyes. Believe me.
Okay.
Because I thought I was shot when that guy hit me so hard. And then it was like a boulder. I was like, I was shot with a boulder. If you had a boulder gun that could shoot boulders, that's what it felt like to me when I got hit.
Right, but there isn't, that gun does not exist. I mean, it's not a thing.
Or does it?
Gun.
Or does it?
It doesn't.
Or does it?
Or does it? But it doesn't. All right, listen. Even that, then you started saying that your shoulder hurt, you were having all kinds of problems.
I can barely talk to you now. It's the pain is so incredible. That guy, his hand was like 8 feet wide. It must have been a giant hand and had spikes in it. I think his hand had spikes.
It didn't. It was just a worker at a store, and he just tapped you on the back with his hand.
And it was dipped in acid. I'm pretty sure his hand was dipped in acid. It hit me, and I can't. The pain is so bad. It's hard to even talk without lots and lots of alcohol. And so doctor has been recommending for
and
me.
By alcohol, you mean?
Diet Pepsi.
Of right, of course.
Yes. Ow! 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 Oh, God.
It didn't hurt that bad.
A fly landed on me. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you go on in the interview to say you hope the kid gets fired and put in jail.
Yes, and is death penalty on the table?
It is not.
Well, we should talk about
it's
that.
This is a misdemeanor at most.
Look, I don't care if he's a mister, a missus,
no.
Whatever his gender. I don't judge. I just think that whatever Mr. Demeanor did should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Right, and what he did was touch you on the shoulder.
It was a boulder gun. Don't you listen, Sluggo?
I listened, but I never got any proof that there's such thing as a boulder gun.
Well, you should do some research. Look it up.
Look it up in the book.
Look it up in that book you have.
So what do you think are the long-term problems that you're going to have?
Well, luckily I didn't fall over. I'm very sturdy.
Yeah, by getting hit by a boulder gun, most of us would have dropped.
Most of you would, but I'm in very good shape.
Right.
For an old man, I'm in very good shape, and luckily, I have very large feet.
Right.
I'm only 5'8", but I wear a size 14 shoe. So it helped me stay up. But if I had fallen, I would have cracked my head, I would have died, and then probably not recovered from that.
Well, I mean, you don't recover from death. But I
or
don't
do
think
you.
I don't think you would have died. I mean, you would have fallen, maybe. But
I definitely would have fallen
right.
again if not for my giant feet.
Right.
But I think that we should take it. This is happening too much around this country of ours.
Of what's happening
so,
too much?
People coming up to you and tapping you on the shoulder, talking to you. We can't have that. It's madness.
So you want to stop people from talking to each other?
Yes, and patting on the back.
Okay.
It's just too dangerous. We need pat control laws. When are we going to pass some pat control laws in this town?
What does that mean? What would that law look like?
Well, it would be you'd have to register your hands. You'd have to a no open carry law. You have to keep your hands in your pockets at the whole time, and also red flag laws.
What's a red flag law?
If you see someone coming at you that has hands, you can defend yourself with a boulder gun. I got to get one of those.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I've been watching this Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus, and it is great. There's only 6 episodes, but it basically is the lead up to Star Wars, the original A New Hope. And it's fascinating because Darth Vader's in it and Obi-Wan, of course, is in it because it's named after him. And Yoda used to be my favorite movie character of all time. That's a pretty tough category, you know, because you got Indiana Jones. And I mean, it goes way back. But I do believe that I have decided that I have a new favorite, and that is Darth Vader. Same world, but I love Darth Vader. And I'll tell you why. Because he breathes loud and funny and weird, and he's got a mask on like a clown, but an evil clown, and he has powers, and there's always great music when he comes on. There's always daunting music. So this is a scene from that show, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it's when one of his underlings comes in and tells him about where Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
It is my great honor to be invited aboard, Lord Vader.
I am not interested in civilities. Where is he?
The tracker worked. He's arriving on Jabim as we speak.
You have done well. Kneel.
Take it easy.
Grand Inquisitor.
All right, now he's fighting Obi-Wan. I don't want to give too much away. Spoiler alert. Okay, that's enough time. He's fighting Obi-Wan, of course, which you would think, and listen to this.
Have you come to destroy me, Obi-Wan?
I will do what I must.
What was that music?
Then you will die.
And you will die. What a great voice that is. So Darth Vader is my new number one. And we're going to open up the phones at 818-955-KLOS. Who's your favorite movie character of all time? Mine's Darth Vader. Who's yours? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about an impossible category, which is your favorite movie character of all time. Mine changed because of Obi-Wan Kenobi. It used to be Yoda. But I love, there's something about not being able to see Darth Vader's face because he wears that scary mask and you can hear him breathing. And sometimes that's all he does is breathe. And he's always got all the great music.
Have you come to destroy me, Obi-Wan?
I will do what I must.
Listen to that music.
Then you will die.
Then you will die. I wish I had that voice. That is, so that's now my new number one movie character of all time, Darth Vader. And now we're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Clark W. Griswold.
Oh, that's pretty tough to beat. Which vacation movie?
The original one.
The original one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Snake Plissken.
Oh, Escape from New York?
Escape from New York, you know it.
Strong. That's a strong one. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. What's your favorite movie character?
All right, so for a lot of the same reasons that you like Darth Vader, mm-hmm. you know, the voice, the music, the sound.
Right.
Debbie from Debbie Does Dallas.
Yes, sir.
The music.
The music, the sound.
The sounds. Yeah, man.
That's a pretty great choice. I didn't see you going that direction, but I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, your favorite movie character ever. My new favorite actor of all time, not actor, sorry, character of all time is Darth Vader. Because of the music and the, you can't see his face, it's all hidden, and everybody's afraid of him. I don't know, I just love that character. But it's a pretty tough category of your favorite character of all time. Let's go to the phones, 818-955-KLOS, hello.
Jack Nicholson, hi. Jack Nicholson playing Colonel Jessup in A Few Good Men.
Oh, that's so good. That's a really good, and you even picked a movie. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I love that. I love him, too. That's a good choice. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, Sam Peckinpah picked him to be an actor in Billy Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Okay, I don't know any of those words that you just said. KLOS, hello. Favorite movie character of all time?
Yeah, mine would be Darth Vader, but from the real Star Wars movies.
From the real, meaning 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, or even the prequel, but I'm not much a fan of them.
But did you see this Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, I don't plan to.
Oh, you're missing out.
Oh, I think that I'm doing just fine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the books are where I think it should have gone from.
I got you. All right, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey. Still doing the favorite character thing?
Yep, favorite character of all time.
Well, if I gave it too much thought, I'd change my mind a few times.
Same.
Right off the cuff, I'm going to say Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, that's a pretty good one, too.
Oh, come on. Pirates movie?
Yeah, awesome. Pirates of the Caribbean, the whole series.
Yeah, Johnny, and he's Keith Richards as a pirate, you know?
It's true. It's Keith Richards as a pirate. KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy Tuesday, gentlemen.
To you as well. So, favorite movie character of all time?
Randall Patrick McMurphy.
Help me.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Got it. Good choice. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this KLOS?
It is, yes. We're talking about the favorite movie character of all time.
Oh, cool. I have one.
Okay.
Rocky
is up there for me too. It's in my top 10.
All right.
Yes, nicely done. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, what up?
Talking about your favorite movie character of all time.
All right, well, it's one of them. It's not the, but it's one of them, and it's a great one. It's old school. It's Clint Eastwood, Outlaw Josie Wales.
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. He's tough to beat. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi there.
So, my favorite all-time movie character,
mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell's Wyatt Earp in Tombstone.
Oh, a couple of Tombstone choices. All right. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yes, I was thinking the tall man from Phantasm.
All right. Okay, kind of obscure. That's your number one movie character of all time?
Yeah, that's I like the tall man.
All right.
Boy, you play a good game, boy.
A fantastic impression. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS, your favorite movie character. We're talking about your favorite movie character of all time. KLOS, hello.
I would say my favorite is Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is in my top five.
Yeah, he is like so smart and yet he has humor.
Yeah, it's funny. Yes. KLOS, hello.
Pluggo.
Yes.
Okay, my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Would be Jackie Gleason in Smoking the Bandit, Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas. He has such great lines in that movie. He was a star.
He does. That is true. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you're still talking about movies?
We are. Favorite movie character of all time?
Indiana Jones.
Great.
Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. That's what I do when I work.
You just sing theme songs?
Theme song. Mm-hmm. I do. I go da 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 da. It gets me going.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm not your cellmate. I mean, deskmate. Deskmate is what I meant. KLOS. Hello,
Marty McFly from Back to the Future. I mean, come on.
That's a classic as well. Yeah. I mean, come on. You're right. KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's Scott. What's up, guys?
Doing great, Scott. Thank you. Favorite movie character of all time?
Indiana Jones.
That's two for Indiana Jones. That's pretty good. KLOS, hello.
How's it going? I was calling about my favorite character of all time.
Yes. What is it?
I'm going to have to go with Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy.
Oh, I forgot about that. He's not even in my top ten. Will Ferrell. Ron Burgundy.
He's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Amazing. You're totally right. That's a great call. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so I was talking about the favorite movie characters.
Yes, your favorite movie character.
Yeah, I'd say Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry.
Yep, got a couple of Clint Eastwood along with you. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your favorite movie character. We do Gimme Five at 5 o'clock. It's five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is Dave. Singer's name Dave. You can give us a call if you want. 818-955-KLOS. We have time for one more on your favorite movie character. KLOS, hello.
Good. You still doing the favorite Star Wars character?
Yes. No, not Star Wars. Favorite movie character of all time.
Oh, okay. That's an easy one, too. Here we go. I could explain it to you right in their language.
All right. He's your favorite movie character of all time.
All time favorite movie character, man. Nobody can top him.
All right, let's hear it again. Perfect. And this is Gimme Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is the name Dave. The name Dave. You can call or tweet and let us know what song you want to hear. It is Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is the name Dave. And this is Dave Matthews Band on 95.5 KLOS. We are doing Gimme Five. Five songs in a row on a theme. Today's theme is Dave. And let's see. Jose and Amante wanted to hear David Gilmour and Pink Floyd on 95.5 KLOS. We do Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is Dave. KLOS. Hello.
Hey, I have Dave Navarro and The Mountain Song by Jane.
That's pretty strong. I mean, he's not the singer, but let's play that. We do Gimme Five, five songs in a row by various artists with a theme. Today's theme is Dave's. And one of my favorite Dave's is Dave Grohl. This is My Hero on 95.5 KLOS. That is Gimme Five. At 5 o'clock every day, we play five songs with a theme. Today's theme was David, or Dave. And that was Dave Grohl at the final. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Friday afternoon, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a four-car accident.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was on Sunset, wasn't it?
It was on Sunset, yes. It was on Sunset, and it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, Sunset and Allen Ford Avenue.
Now, every time someone runs into you or whatever, they usually get out of the car, and you're like, oh, I got to deal with this clown.
Right.
But how weird would it be that Arnold is getting out of the car?
Well, let's ask him on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have our former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on the phone. Hi, Arnold.
Kevin and Sluggo, how are you guys today? It's incredible to be speaking with you.
We're good. How are you? Are you fine?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, shaken up. It's a, you know, a horrible experience anytime, you know, you have a car accident like that. And, you know, I'm just hoping the best for the person in the other car, and I hope she's okay, you know.
Right. It looked like your car rolled over on top of hers.
Yeah, it was, you know, I have a massive car, you know, because I'm so huge. I need a massive car to carry me around.
Sure.
But it all happened so quick. I don't have total recall of what happened in the accident.
See, because you're in a movie called Total Recall.
Yes.
It happened.
I want everyone to know that, you know, the scene of the accident, you know, I stayed there. I didn't, you know, go away from the scene because then I'd be the running man.
Damn it.
But I didn't. I stayed there.
Right. Good. You know, good.
They did an excellent job, everyone who showed up. Although one of the cops who showed up, he looked so young. I thought maybe he was a kindergarten cop.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, see,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, because it's very young.
I understand he's young, but
that doesn't make sense.
The governor, man. My bad. Respect.
My bad.
I was just, you know, more concerned about the collateral damage that was happening around the accident.
All right. Okay.
I was Conan the Destroyer of that Prius.
You did destroy the... She was driving a Prius, yeah. And he was driving pretty much a tank.
Yeah.
So. It was a girly car for a girly woman.
So you taught her a lesson, right?
That's good. I didn't, you know, no, I hope that everything she's fine, because, you know, when I'm on the road, you know, I'm not a predator.
Okay, all right.
I get in court, I'll get judgment day. I could go all day.
Do it. Go please, all day.
Please do.
I'm the last action hero on the road. They should have had an escape plan.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
When was the last time? Let me ask a different way.
Okay.
When you're watching a movie, if you don't like it, what's your move?
Oh, well, back in the day when I was by myself, I went to movies 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, really?
For years. Wow. Yeah, back in the 80s.
I try to go early 90s. Every weekend to one. I try to.
Right.
Once a weekend. And yeah. That seems like a lot.
Wow, yeah. And I was obsessed.
Wow.
If I didn't like it, I'd walk out. I walked out on at least a quarter of the movies I went to
see. Did you really? 25%?
Yeah.
You were bad at picking movies.
Yeah. Well, I saw everything. So I'm like, oh, this sucks. But now I don't do that. I stay through the movie because... My wife's one of those that can't leave it off. Like, if
right?
you start something,
right.
she's got to get to the end, even if it blows.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm like, I would rather go waste my time on the internet than watch this piece of crap.
I'll go watch Hippo's Poo Tornado. Do you think I won't watch that?
But you again? Walk out on movie. That is the best little video ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You walk out on movies quite a bit, though, yourself, yeah?
I have lately.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You didn't used to.
So I went... with my girlfriend, and we were watching Licorice Pizza, and we were very much looking forward to it.
Sure.
Because it's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, it's huge buzz on that. And that, you know, classic record store here in Los Angeles. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any of the new big movies, the Sparks Brothers documentary.
You're so lucky. Oh, Sparks Brothers, I loved.
See, I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But you're saying you don't like Licorice Pizza?
I was sitting there, and you know how you start to take stock of yourself? You start to like look around and go, is everyone else enjoying this? Because
sure,
what am I missing?
Right.
Am I the only one that feels like I feel?
Okay, sure.
And then she leaned over to me and said, I'd be happy to leave it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, and
nice.
I was like, oh, woo! That's such good news.
That's the best news.
But
yeah.
Then... I said,
should give it a little more time.
I mean, we were there almost an hour.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
So I sort of wanted to see
how it wrapped up.
Because it had 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's huge.
91%.
It's a major movie right now. It's a big buzz.
It has Bradley right Cooper, now. Sean Penn,
what
Tom Waits.
What did you like about it? What didn't she like about it?
I don't understand what the story was. There was no... story. It was a 25-year-old girl who sort of fell in love with a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I thought it was about the record store.
That was my reaction.
Okay.
No, it's she's working for a picture company to take pictures of high schoolers for the yearbooks or whatever.
Okay.
And he meets her and says that he's going to woo her and
did
blah, blah, blah.
Did a 15-year-old boy write this?
Cause I don't know.
It doesn't usually go that way.
It doesn't go that way, and right. It also was a little troubling.
Sure.
I couldn't get past the fact that she was 25 and he was 15.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and make it 18 and whatever you want it to be? Just... legal, close to legal. Make it 17.
Oh, it was Nearly Famous. He was pretty young, and that was actually fairly based on a true story. So, I mean, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in that. I mean, you know, there's I mean, if you're talking about Licorice Pizza and life in Los Angeles in the early 70s,
yeah,
makes a little bit of sense, except that you would think she'd have better taste to be able to find someone more entertaining.
Also, not hot, if that matters. It shouldn't, actually.
Who? Her?
Him.
Him.
At all. Like, not attractive in any way.
Well, that's probably a
good
thing.
So if you're a 25-year-old...
Right.
And you're going after a 15-year-old...
He's a really good personality.
I don't understand. So here are some...
He had a really cool bicycle.
Here are some of the people's reviews, and then I want to ask you what movie you couldn't get to
last. Oh, okay. Last
time
you walked
out. So whether on TV or whatever...
Right.
If you start a movie...
You bailed.
Some people have to stick through to the end.
Right.
I'm not one of those people.
Right.
Great acting and directing and all that, but why? Which was my question.
Oh, that's what someone said?
Yeah, people's reviews.
Well, did you like Dazed and Confused or American Graffiti, those kind of movies where they just randomly, they're just basically, okay. So it doesn't have anything like that. It doesn't have...
Not to me.
I mean, there wasn't anything. Fast Times, there's really nothing going on.
No, I love Fast Times.
Right. Okay.
Not to me. I don't know. It was just...
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was just he wanted to meet up with her, and then they met up, and then he dropped out of school and started selling water beds.
Those of us who dropped out of school.
I mean, it was not... I just kept asking, why does this exist?
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty accurate picture of Los Angeles 1971,
cool.
I guess.
Well, that's cool. Maybe I have to go look at that. Okay, what
Minnie,
else? Other reviews, yeah.
Minnie on the review on Rotten Tomatoes says, if I could give it no stars, I would. What a mess. And then there are five stars in a row.
And what do they like about it?
I love this movie. There was great character development, which is hard to come. I don't know. No, he was a 15-year-old boy and she was 25. How can you get past that? What kind of person could just go, all right, that's fine. He's 15, she's 25.
In the 1800s when it was more normal, you died at 30.
Refreshing and beautiful, someone said.
Refreshing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have never seen Harold and Maude, have you?
No, that's not. Of course not. There was no real plot. The movie was too long and top actors only had 3-minute cameos. That's true.
Oh, really?
That's very true.
Oh, so they got a bunch of...
Yes. Mm. So Sean Penn was in it, but only very short amount of time.
And he's like, what is going on in this movie? I'm out of here.
I don't understand it at all. All right. So you had to quit watching a movie. What was the last one?
Gave up on a movie.
Even if it was on television, but in a theater, even better.
Oh, there's one. I'm going to have to ask. There was one we did give up on. We both were like, this movie sucks. It was a sci-fi one. Yeah. She was like, this is horrible.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. It was a big sci-fi movie not too long ago. I'll find out what it is.
All right. So you started a movie. You couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
What was the last one?
Yeah.
818-955. KLOS.
The River is Rising. That is Slash. Love that stuff. Slash,
that's
actually
damn good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, that's
just
really
straight
good.
Up rock and roll. He's going to be talking to Marcy tomorrow. He gets to
Excellent.
Hang out with Marcy, which is very cool. I think that's going to be around about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Slash here on KLOS with Marcy.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish because I walked out of a movie. Yes.
And I know what it is. The one that my wife actually said, no, we're not watching this.
Oh, good.
It was The Tomorrow War. It was on Amazon with Chris
Pratt.
That
looked good.
It did.
And I didn't get around to trying it.
It sucked. And I really like Chris Pratt. I mean, and I love sci-fi. I like all of that stuff. It had everything going for it, but there was just something really
missing. Something missing.
Yeah, so we stopped. Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, the last movie you couldn't finish.
Probably 25 years ago, I took my family to a theater and we watched a movie. Halfway through the show were people walking out.
How many were in your party with your family?
Oh, three kids and my wife. And
you got, and all of you left?
No, we stayed.
Oh.
But it was just so many people walked out. And when I tell you the movie,
all right, what is it?
You might understand. Mars Attacks.
Yep. Fully understand.
No, I totally like that movie. That's a good movie.
I did too, but I fully understand that people didn't enjoy it.
No, totally.
I can see that.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about Avatar? Because I was wondering if you were going to say Avatar because I hated that movie. Everybody loves that movie. I was so bored.
Yeah, that was the last movie I ever went to see at a theater.
Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Wow.
You need to update your movie going experience.
Thanks for calling. What did you think about Avatar?
I liked it.
Did you?
But I can see.
I thought
the special effects were spectacular.
Yeah, the 3D was interesting to look at. But
so that's kind of overriding the fact that I didn't like anything else in it.
Right.
KLOS, hello. The last movie that you could not finish.
Macbeth. It was horrid.
That guy can't write a screenplay, you know?
Which one?
He really
Macbeth.
Can't.
No. Oh.
That's a Shakespeare joke, Sluggo.
Who? Who is this Shakespeare? Is he new? Does he do rock and roll movies?
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, last movie you couldn't finish?
Yeah, it was I Love You, Ma'am with Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those can get a little like...
I don't think I saw that one.
I didn't really care for Pineapple Express either, and I love all those guys and all that, you know, those...
I like Pineapple Express.
Yeah, I just didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oops. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
KLOS,
hello. We gave up on him.
We walked out on that phone call.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. The last movie you couldn't finish?
The Last Duel with Matt Damon and Adam Driver.
Interesting. I looked at that, and I thought, that looks like it might be good, but it also looks like it might be awful.
And apparently it was awful.
Let me tell you,
every person, I guess it has three chapters, and something happens and everybody has their point of view of what happened, so you see the same
story three ways,
I believe.
Yeah.
After the second, the chapter two, I saw that they were redoing it, but on somebody else's point of view, I said, no, I can't do this.
I'm out. Thank you for calling. Right on, appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS, the last movie you just couldn't get all the way through. Turns out Kevin doesn't like Licorice Pizza, the film, not the record store.
Didn't like the film by Paul Thomas Anderson, who I usually love.
Right.
And it had a bunch of actors in it that I usually love, and it was just dull and boring, and I walked out halfway through.
So you realize it's going to be movie of the year then, picture of the year, because last time that happened was, what was that movie?
Last year was Nomadland.
Right.
And I hated it with the heat of a thousand suns, and it won Best Picture at the Oscars. So am I guaranteeing Licorice Pizza will win the Oscar?
And the winner is
Licorice Pizza.
So the topic is the last time you couldn't finish watching a movie.
Hey, the last movie I walked out on was, I'm afraid, There's Something About Mary.
How come?
Was it the zipper scene?
No, it wasn't. No, what? It wasn't the zipper scene.
It was the
old woman's boobs.
Or her hair tonic or hair.
nice try. It was just insultingly stupid. I'm sorry.
It was stupid.
But did you like The Hangover? People, I think that's kind of a similar sort of.
I think
level.
The Hangover is much higher, much better.
Is it?
Yeah, but that had a little plot.
Yeah. I didn't really care for this. I know there's Something About Mary. Remember when it came out? It was massive.
It was
so popular, and I went to see it, of course, and I'm like, yeah. But I didn't hate it that much. They walked out on it. Do you do that very often? Walk out on movies?
No, I don't. And what made it insulting, someone recommended it highly to me. They said, oh, if you like this, you'll really like
it. Oh, no. What did they compare it to? Do you remember?
The Monty Python.
Oh, drop dead.
Are you kidding
me? Even close.
If you like Monty Python, you'll like that movie?
Wow.
That's the last time I ever saw a movie on her record.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. She's someone who does not get Monty Python.
She's sabotaging you.
She was out to hurt you. Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
All right, so I'm one of those guys continuously have to watch the entire movie.
Oh, really?
Start to finish, no matter what.
Why is that? What is it about it that you just have to go through to the end, even if it sucks?
It keeps my curiosity, I guess. I just want to hope that it gets better. Maybe
But how often?
Movies or something.
All right, let me ask you a question. How often would you guess you turn on a movie, you think it's going to be bad, and then it pleasantly surprises you?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Maybe about 10% of the time.
Yeah. That's a pretty low rate.
Well, for the writers and the actors and all the folks behind the film, they would like to thank you for sitting through their crap.
They would, of course.
Yeah, and giving it a chance.
Exactly. It's like people who sit there and watch all the credits.
Right, yeah.
Like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, unless your name or a friend's name is in it, what are you doing? Who cares?
Well, see, here's the thing. Out of the entire time of my life, I've only walked out of one movie.
Oh, wow. And that was?
Freddy Got Fingered.
How's that the one that fails your test?
Well, that's pretty bad.
It is bad, but so is a lot of other movies.
Well, it took the first 45 seconds when he the horse when I was like, okay, I don't want to do this.
See it, I'm all the way in.
As soon as that horse got, I was out the door.
I got the Blu-ray, man. I got the director's cut of that scene. Dude, thanks for coming.
I can have a Clerks 3 or a Clerks 2 auto-erotic. I'm okay with that. But.
Right. Sure.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You have to draw the line someplace. 818-955-KLOS. What movie could you not get through all the way? We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish.
Black Hawk Down.
Really?
I happened to go see when I was maybe like 5 months pregnant, and the motion sickness was just too much for me. I couldn't take it. I had to leave.
It was all handheld cameras, and that was rough to get through from that.
It was such a good movie. It's such a good movie, but I could not stand it.
You're feeling a little nauseous. That's not what you want to see on a big screen.
Yep, true. Yep.
No.
That makes sense.
My husband was like, let's go watch this and be good. I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's go. Let's go see it, but no, that was like the wrong movie,
Melancholia, where they didn't move the camera the entire time, basically.
I don't know, but it was just so awful. I couldn't take it. And he was like, okay, I'm sorry.
I hear you.
So yeah, that talked down.
Thanks for calling.
Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
What's the amount of work that you put into getting that soundbite?
To get Lily Tomlin on the air?
And it was not worth it.
Anything? No. Anything to get Lily Tomlin on the air, though.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I walked out of Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, boy, I don't know, man. Theater. I think people are going to freak out about that because they sure love that film. I haven't seen it.
A lot of people, you got mixed results, but
true.
When you talk about it, it's either love, 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 or
right,
hey, hey, hey. There's right. Not much in
which
the
means it's going to be a huge movie. Oh, it's gonna, passionate, it's which means it's
the
yeah.
movie of the year, and it's going to drive me crazy. KLOS, hello, a movie you couldn't finish?
Well, I've never watched a Star Wars movie from start to finish. Any of them.
I refuse to listen to that kind of filth. That's disgusting. Obscene. How dare that man?
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi there. Last movie you couldn't finish.
I'm a really forgiving person.
Same.
I bought my ticket. Mm-hmm. I'll sit through the darn thing and the credits because
wow,
hey, somebody put their heart and soul into this.
That is true. People work as hard as they can, as hard as the people who make good movies.
Right.
They work that hard on
maybe
that
even
movies.
Harder sometimes. Yeah.
You know,
but that being said,
Idiocracy.
Hey, that's a good one, too.
Freaking break.
That was awesome.
It sucks.
No way. It was great. It was very predictive of the future, which is right now.
Which sucks.
Yeah. I thought they nailed it, as usual. He always does. Office Space. He's always ahead of his time.
And that's the problem.
Oh, okay. Right. You don't want to see reality. I see. I gotcha. I understand
no,
that.
No.
Yeah.
I want escapism right. that gives me a positive right. future.
Yeah, but look, you know, it's what plants crave. Give them some Gatorade. All will be well.
I don't know what you're saying. Thank you for calling. I'm with you.
You didn't watch the movie, Idiocracy? How dare you, sir? Hey.
Taking calls about the last movie you couldn't finish.
I just started watching. I just couldn't finish Unhinged.
I don't know
Russell
that one.
Crowe.
Oh, really?
And
wow,
this guy
one.
Is a road rage.
Well, it's kind of like the last one. We're saying it's too, you know, reality.
Too
don't
real.
Want. Yeah. What's the point? Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Batman versus Superman.
Superbad.
No, she said Batman versus Superman.
Oh, Superbad.
What the hell are you saying?
I can't believe you didn't like Superbad.
What are you saying, Grandpa?
Yeah, I don't like a lot of those kind of little superhero everybody gets together.
I like all of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. That one I didn't love, but I wouldn't have walked out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will walk out on it with you. Kevin will stay in the theater. You and I will walk out.
You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha-ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, yeah, and this morning, yeah. I haven't won, but you're all right.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh my God.
Now I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that.
With
though.
Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
not
bring
much
you
of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those, I don't even know what it was. It was a giant bird.
Right.
And it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not
yes. And no, it wouldn't talk. It would just. Yes, yeah, right when you walk by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd. Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock.
Flock.
I don't know, but
they're
all
in a
like
flock.
Yeah.
And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure that there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly
it
what
really
they did.
It really is.
Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called the chimney swift.
Oh, chimney is in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So that's they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively small.
Yeah, yeah. Sparrow
but
size.
1,000 of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house was covered.
And there was like children's toys.
Covered in bird poop. Burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Well, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in. They'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
Oh, it's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. In a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that thin box, and he would just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel.
Correct.
From now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
There's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good one. Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert,
mm-hmm.
Anu Mukherjee.
Oh yeah, I love that dude.
She revealed that the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh no way!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I.
Me
what
too.
Body part I wash first. So I'm going to start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No. I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means. About
okay.
You. And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know if it's
she
accurate.
Knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever.
People who wash their faces first in the shower love money.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does that ring true with you? What
right.
We just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand that at all.
I know a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely.
Doesn't
whether or not.
I don't. Okay.
Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first.
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
Chest. By the way, what do you
No, let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we? Buddy.
Unfortunately, she said these people are usually pretty stressed out and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I got to wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore. Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Hair.
Hair, okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day. I put water and did the water thing, mm-hmm. and I realized, I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What?
Is that where you...
No.
Is that where you
I'm
start?
Going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really. Try and get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice right. should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
well, yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's... I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list... Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself that's disgusting, you, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it. You're
if you
romantic.
Wash your hair, you're hopeless romantic, and you're often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me.
Why
greatly.
Don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
I'm going to have to do some more research. Yes. I'll get back to you on that one. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. We are inviting you to the 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive. The Red Cross is facing an extreme need for blood. It's 2 days only, August 5th and 6th, at over a dozen Southern California locations. And all donors that book an appointment online will receive the limited edition 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt. So you can book your appointment right now by going to redcrossblood.org. And search KLOS to find the location nearest you. That is October 5th and 6th from KLOS.